blessing goes before me and always will. So now I take it to prayer, cause I know somebody greater. So now I take it to prayer, yeah, cause I know somebody greater. No idol strength can ever last. Your truth outshines the shadows cast. You're my protector, nothing can break us. I trust in your deliverance, your hand is greater. Lord, I declare provision and favor. I trust in your deliverance, your hand is greater.
Vessels of Honor, the song is called Greater. Up next, though, is the news and detail.
The Power Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your morning station.
Power FM. Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Feel the power. I'm only bringing it back. Catch the Power Breakfast. Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m.
Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Haka Inechema urges UPND youths in Chingola to behave responsibly after the stolen fracas.
Zambia at risk of being a failed state, former prominent lawyer John Sangwa has observed.
Sudanese military chief visits displacement camp amid rising atrocities in international news.
In sports news, Zambia under-17 group set for group decider against Brazil.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and with Abu News every day, I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekaina Sakala.
President Haka Inechema has called for the introspection among the PND members following the violent incident that occurred in Chingola on Saturday. Addressing party structures in Kitwe yesterday, President Inechema underscored the importance of peace, hence urging the UPND, especially the youth, not to take national peace for granted. The head of state reminded party members of many struggles they endured while in opposition, explaining that he took an oath to protect the peace and security of all Zambians. He therefore called on the youth, particularly those in Chingola, to behave responsibly and avoid acts that could trigger chaos in the country. The head of state stressed his government's commitment and focus on uniting the nation and fostering development, noting that peace remains essential for progress.
Within a separate development, the Movement for National Restoration, MNR, has raised alarm over the country's current trajectory, warning that Zambia's direction is unsustainable and requires urgent action. MNR leader John Sangwa says that 61 years after independence, Zambia finds itself at a critical crossroads, with many citizens believing the nation has squandered opportunities and is now at risk of becoming a failed state. Mr. Sangwa cautioned that the country's challenges extend beyond governance failures, warning that ordinary Zambians may soon find it difficult to survive if decisive action is not taken. He emphasized the need for unity, urging citizens to act collectively and to confront the country's challenges head-on rather than remain passive observers. Meanwhile, Mr. Sangwa revealed that the MNR has embarked on an ambitious plan to mobilize 1 million Zambians by December 31st, saying it is time to move beyond rhetoric and take concrete steps to restore accountability and effective leadership.
and this is driven by the fact that we've been independent for 61 years and we have lost various opportunities as a country, and we continue to do so. And clearly the indicators are that if we continue in the same direction, Zambia is currently, of course there's a lot of debate, Zambia is currently a very fragile state, and if nothing is done, there's every reason to believe that Zambia will end up being a failed state. And our rationale of this particular movement is to bring people to this reality. Obviously, people have various opinions of their own, which is what you expect in a democracy. But the idea is that we can't just go on talking. I've spent, I'm sure you made it clear in your introduction that I always talk about governance issues. But there comes a time when you stop talking and you act. And part of that change in strategy is to try and form the movement. And the essence of the movement is to try and mobilize people, and we'll put a number to it, which is 1 million Zambians by 31st December, to mobilize them to subscribe to certain principles.
Vice President Telena Lumango has revealed that Zambia is currently importing more than 350 megawatts of electricity from neighboring countries to help mitigate the national energy deficit. Of the imported power, 230 megawatts is being sourced from Mozambique, 150 megawatts from South Africa, 47 megawatts from Botswana, and 27 megawatts from Zimbabwe. Mrs. Nalumango said the imports are part of the government's short-term interventions to stabilize the power supply and meet increased demand. She added that alongside imports, ZESCO has also recovered 130 megawatts of electricity that was previously being exported to Namibia in an effort to boost domestic supply. The Vice President made the remarks in the National Assembly during the Vice President's question time, responding to a query from Mambesi Member of Parliament, Matila Jamba, who sought an update on measures being implemented to address the ongoing power shortage.
And particularly, I spent time, Madam, to try and address the issue of import and export. Import of power and export. We were exporting power to different countries. Which power we have clawed back? That's what I said last week. We were exporting 180 somewhere megawatts to Namibia. We have clawed back 130 megawatts, honorable. 130 megawatts. We are only giving Namibia 50. We in Zimbabwe, because people say you are sending also to Zimbabwe, you are sending to Botswana, you are exporting. There is no export to Botswana as a commercial issue, export of power to Zimbabwe. What is there is paying back in Congolese by ZESCO. It is an agreement that was done through the bank, the Ukoit facility.
The University Teaching Hospital, UTH, Adult Hospital, in partnership with the Netherlands-based Eardrop Foundation, has successfully conducted 10 life-changing ear surgeries during a five-day surgical training camp held from the 3rd to the 7th of November 2025. Six local specialist trainees took part, gaining hands-on experience in both temporal bone courses and live ear surgeries under expert ear, nose and throat ENT surgeons from the Eardrop Foundation. The collaborative program is part of UTH's initiative to build local capacity in specialized surgical care, as well as the Eardrop Foundation's regional efforts to enhance ear surgery skills across southern Africa. The program aims to develop the expertise of specialist trainees and resident doctors through intensive hands-on training while reducing waiting times for patients requiring ear surgery. Head of the ENT unit at UTH Adult Hospital, Dr. Alex Malambo, described the camp as a significant milestone in the hospital's training and service delivery efforts. Dr. Stephanie Winters, ENT surgeon and ontologist with the Eardrop Foundation, highlighted the importance of skills transfer, stating that the goal of the foundation is to empower local doctors and practical surgical skills. Dr. Shonga, ENT surgeon at UTH Adult Hospital, praised the initiative for its benefits to both patients and staff, hence underscoring the positive impact of the surgery on the lives of patients, whom she said have been on the waiting list for a longer time, finally. This is according to the statement released by University Teaching Hospital Adult Hospital Public Relations Officer, Muiza Muya.
In international news, political shifts and realignments continue to unfold in Kenya following the death of the death of former Prime Minister and ODM leader Raila Odinga. Observers